Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. La, 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Here I go. Now you go.
It's me, Bonnie. I'm back.
You're
no
back?
No more animal control.
Well,
pest control, whatever it was.
I didn't
listen to it, but people were not too happy about it.
What do you mean? It was great. It was a good interview. I got to interview.
To be fair.
What is all this?
What is it? What was it?
Some dust or some.
From where?
I don't know. It's the same thing as on your carpet. Oh, it's from that. From you. Were you sawing that?
No. In the other room, not here.
No.
Can you please speak up, please?
Oh, my God.
You just like
look at how close to the mic I am. If you can't pick me up, then
it's picking you up. But you just talk like
it doesn't matter. I'm allowed to just talk like who I am. That's the whole point of the podcast, is you just be who you are. Or do you want me? Hi, this is Bonnie. I'm back here with Rich Voss. My Wife Hates Me.
No, you don't have to talk like that.
Okay,
you just talk a little
whatever. So my point is, I got a lot of negative comments about last week.
Why would you get negative comments? It was a great interview.
When I suggested it, I thought it would be like a 5-minute thing because I heard you guys talking and I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. But I did not expect you guys to do a full hour of the podcast. I really thought you'd pause it and then I'd come out. It was like a segment. And the thing I forgot about you is, one, you don't pause. You won't do it.
I paused a lot and let him talk. Go ahead.
No, I meant like pause the podcast and then regroup with me as your co-host rather than.
You could have sat in any time.
I know. When given the opportunity to not do the podcast, I choose to not do the podcast. So sorry if I was waiting. I was in my bedroom waiting for you to be like, hey, we're done now. Come on. But I wasn't going to go in there while he was in there and be like, hey, you got to shut this down. How rude is that?
Well, whatever.
So I didn't. And it's just fascinating to me because you just think you're so interesting no matter what.
I was very. It wasn't about me being interesting. It was about the person I was interviewing being interesting.
I didn't listen.
And I asked all the right questions.
But you think it was like good in terms of like people wanted to hear?
Yes. Everybody wants to hear about snakes and rats and fucking raccoons and whatever.
Well, I got some.
I guarantee you got two at the most.
No, I got some, but I can't find them all, but I can only find the ones on Instagram.
You can, whatever. I got positive ones.
You did?
I don't know. What are you barking at? Stop. It's a dryer.
It's a washing machine. Okay. Bonnie, I love you and Rich, but the last podcast, why? There was a lot of that.
Why? They're not saying they didn't like it. They're going, why? They're asking, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're exaggerating again.
Let's see if there's another one. I can't find anymore because they're on Twitter and they're hard to find.
You could have screenshot them.
I should have. I'm going to do that next time. Good idea. But then I got this one. This guy, he leaves a lot of messages.
Who is it? Anthony Rogers?
This is Ohio State something or other. He leaves a lot of, or she, I don't know if it's a male or female, leaves a lot of messages. This person does not like you and thinks that you are a fraud. And
how can I be a fraud? A fraud in what?
This person really thinks I need to, like, I'm in an abusive relationship. Okay, so let me.
But wait. Talk into the mic. But what do you mean? What kind of fraud? I'm not trying to be a doctor.
Well, let me read the thing. All right. But they're all long like this. Then they all have a similar vibe. Okay. This person is going to, you're going to be dead in an hour. Oh my God, that's got to kill people's ears. Stop.
Hello? Hello? I'll call him back. I can't talk. All right, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, can I just ask a question? Why didn't you just let it go to voicemail?
Because that was the plumber.
Yes, but things don't, they don't take things off the table within 1 hour. I mean, that's why you have a voicemail. By the way, your voicemail was full. Did you fix it?
Yes.
Okay, that's why you have a voicemail. So people can leave a message and then you call them back. Nobody goes, oh, he didn't answer. Let's burn his house down.
All right, so go ahead.
Turn your phone off because when it rings on here, I'm sure that kills people's ears. Disable it at least on the computer.
I don't know how, but go ahead.
God, Rich.
Whatever. Let's go.
And yet you still maintain. This guy is right. Now
it's a guy or a girl.
I don't know.
I can tell.
Ohio State EB. What is it? Ohio State B.
Okay.
OMG. Let the jealousy begin. Hashtag Richard. You know what's interesting? I listened to Richard's appearance on WTF with Mark Maron 4 years ago. Curiously, Richard states he attended high school through 12th grade, was supposed to do one more year. Pulled in the parking lot and then F this and left. That's the fourth rendition of Richard's high school years I've heard. You should take a listen on YouTube. Also curious, the many, many discrepancies never place Richard in a negative light. Somehow, despite being a complete F up, he was a perennial father of the year, a tradesman, a successful businessman, in quotes, a booker, and pretty sure he blamed the crack and not himself. Finally in recovery, ? He's perpetrating a fraud. His anxiety meds are narcotics. He gambles daily. The Nicorette gum, ? You don't do crack, okay, but you've dipped right back into everything else. So maybe Richard should ease up on broadcasting his ? Sobriety. Stop taking the generic Valium, stop gambling, and stop the gum, then parade around preaching that garbage all you want. You're still the shit, BM. No pun. Continued success.
Okay. Let me address this fucking idiot. Okay. One, I hope whoever this is listening.
First of all, no truth in any of that to you. There's not one.
I'll address everything. Okay. I'll address everything. One, on Mark Maron's podcast and on different podcasts, I did go to school up to the 12th grade, but I had enough credits probably through 10th grade because it was a credit system. It didn't matter what grade you were in. You had to have enough credits to graduate. So I did go to the school from kindergarten or first grade through 12 years. So whatever. If you want to talk semantics, I went there for 12 years. You want to say 10th grade? You want to say 12th grade? It doesn't matter. I quit high school. Two, I did have a successful painting business. It was very successful. I had probably the biggest painting business in Plainfield at the time. The biggest. I didn't know how to really handle it or run it. And I was a partier. We were partying. We were young. We were 22, 23. You know, we had an apartment, me and my roommates. So I partied all the time, but yet I had a successful business that didn't work. Okay.
A successful now, business that didn't work.
That came apart at the end because of, you know, my lifestyle. Right. And I wasn't doing Freebase or anything then. We were just partying. I had roommates. We had parties.
How did you have the biggest painting business in Plainfield?
Well, there was three, because I was doing the most work, the biggest Victorian houses in town. I had a crew of seven painters, you know, working for me. So I was doing probably two houses at a time.
And over how many years is this going on?
Probably it started probably like 3-4 years, but it wasn't the biggest from the beginning. I just had a good reputation. We did good work, and we specialized in Victorian houses because Plainfield was full of Victorian houses. I mean, don't get me wrong. If a ranch style house came along, I would do it. So I had a pretty good business.
Are you saying this in all sincerity?
This is true. What am I saying?
I get that it's true, but you see no humor in like, we did Victorian houses, but if a ranch style came along,
yeah,
you know, we would do it still.
Well, we specialize
in it.
No, some things you specialize in.
Are you joking?
No, some things you specialize in.
You just said if a ranch house came along, you'd still do it. You see no humor in that?
Not at all. No, it's just like the big construction companies, you know, they probably have a subdivision.
Okay, keep going. None of the, in a weird way, this guy's right, or this girl.
How are they fucking right? Already,
because you're always the greatest at everything.
I'm not saying I'm the greatest. I said the business failed towards the end. Is that being the greatest? Yeah.
Yeah, you had the biggest business.
At one point, I did.
Partying and being 22.
At one point, I was probably like 23, 24. At one point.
You just lied there.
I don't remember. It was 30 something years ago. It's not a lying. Quit sticking up for every fucking asshole that says
I'm
negative. Because I'll do it to you. Anybody that says something negative, I'll sit there and go, you're right. She's a cunt. She's an asshole. Fuck her. So do I do that? No. So maybe if you'd listen without trying to fucking piss me off and stand up or stick up for some asshole you never met.
I'm not sticking up for anyone.
Yes, you are. Yes, you know you are.
Who cares about this guy,
so,
girl?
I already proved the fact that I went to school for 12 fucking years.
I don't care about that part.
Okay, now.
I'm just getting to the part where you're like you're the greatest at everything.
I am. What I do, I'm great at. Am I a great comedian? Yes.
Well, remember the car thing where you were like, I sold cars? Remember we were in...
Yeah, so I made a mistake on a car. Big deal. What are you going to make? You make a mistake.
You don't see the humor in that?
Yeah. No, I didn't sell those type of cars. Those aren't the cars I sold.
I know, but that you would sit in somebody's office and tell them how much you knew about cars and that you used to sell cars and then walk out and go, these Audis are really nice.
I thought
and
it was
then they're not Audis.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, you don't see that that's like,
no.
If you
no.
saw that in a movie, be like, what a boob.
Can I finish?
It's funny.
All right. Can I finish?
But this is what you do. This is what you do. You it's go, I know everything about everything. And then
I don't know everything
your ass
about
ass handed
everything.
To you. And no, you don't see the comedy
I don't get my ass handed to me. Okay. Because this guy's a complete
not
fucking
this
idiot.
Guy. Who cares?
No, who cares? You read it to like.
I just thought it was interesting. I thought it was funny.
Okay. One. He's listening. So obviously
this person is deeply invested because they're watching YouTube videos.
Yeah. So what kind of stalker or
you'll be
groupie or whatever this person is, you know, if you don't like it, you don't like me, move the fuck on. No one's making you listen or do research on me.
Right.
Okay. Now, when it comes to recovery, I was an alcoholic and a drug addict. Okay. I stopped doing that almost 34 years ago. I didn't say I have other problems. I quit smoking. I chew Nicorette gum. But guess what? I'm not going to get cancer from Nicorette gum. I would have got cancer from smoking 3 packs a day. I didn't say I'm not addicted to nicotine. I never said I'm not. I said I don't smoke anymore, which I haven't smoked in like 14 years, at least 13 or 14 years, probably 14 years. So the Nicorette gum, yeah, I'm not whatever, saying I'm not addicted to Nicorette gum because I am. I chew it all the time. But guess what? No one's getting secondhand fucking Nicorette or secondhand nicotine. I'm not smoking in a car. You don't smell it around the house. And I'm not going to get lung cancer. So, yeah, it's the lesser of two evils. The lesser of two evils. Maybe someday I'll quit the nicotine gum. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm not smoking as of today. Now, when you talk about anxiety medicine, I've had anxiety since I was 21, all right, before I was in recovery. And yes, I am prescribed medicine, you know, I've always taken half what I've been prescribed, and I only take it when I need it. I don't take it nonstop. I take it when I need it and for anxiety. If I had, some other disease and I was on medicine for it, you wouldn't say, hey, don't take that. Okay. So it doesn't get you high. Maybe it gets you high if you don't have anxiety. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not a doctor. The doctor prescribed this. So don't act like, you know, people in recovery act like they're fucking doctors. They're not doctors. All right. They're not doctors. They're just fucking people in recovery. I have not picked up a drug or drink, which was my problem for almost 34 years. So if you have a fucking problem, when you go to med school.
Do you ever wish you could?
What?
Have a drink.
No. If I wanted to, I would just go do it. The desire not to drink and do drugs is stronger than the desire to do it. Gambling, yeah. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I'm maybe, I was gambling way before I did drugs, way before that. So, when people are in recovery or they say, you know, they're dealing with sobriety, they're not fucking, no one's perfect. I'm not sitting here saying I'm some fucking perfect person. I'm just saying I'm not drinking or getting high today. And believe me, if I was, I'd be dead because I have enough money where it would kill me. So, you know, you could sit there and take my inventory, but when you have accomplished, whoever this fucking douchebag is, something for 34 years, okay? Stop eating cake for 34 years, okay, fathead? Stop eating, stop drinking coffee for 34 years, all right? Be in the comedy business for 36. Be relevant after 36 years in the business. Be relevant and still earn a living. Then fucking talk to me. So now move the fuck on. Send another one of your negative emails. But you wish you had the great life that I do. So yeah. There.
Jealousy. He says at the beginning.
He's just a douchebag. Who the fuck stalks? Would you ever send an actor or an actress or a musician?
They do. Are you kidding?
Who don't act like you're my muse or my fucking therapist or my psychiatrist or my doctor, because you're nothing. You're just a fucking listener.
Well, what's the fourth rendition of Richard's high school years that he's heard?
Hey, who knows? All I know in high school is I went 12 years. I didn't graduate. I had enough credits.
But you read it at eighth grade level.
No. I read it at a fucking
sixth grade level?
141 IQ level. Guess what? I'm not.
You're fighting for your life right now.
No, I'm not. I'm pissed off because these people think, you know, I guess because I'm in the public eye and to this fucking moron, I'm a celebrity, which I am. You know, he could sit here and take my inventory, but you don't know. You know, he's chewing Nicorette gum. Look out, everybody. He's coming down. There goes that Nicorette gum chewer. Oh, my God. I hope he doesn't rob us. Holy fuck.
All right, let's talk about something else.
No, because you say you're sorry.
Why? I didn't write it.
For fucking sticking up for this idiot.
I'm not sticking up for him, but honestly, if I agree with you and let you go, it's the most boring podcast in the world.
No. Okay. Sometimes you could say,
just motor on. You don't have a sense of humor about yourself.
Not when someone's sitting here saying,
who cares? Like, yeah, no, I would. If somebody wrote that about me, there's no possible way that I would be that angry.
Yes, you would. Oh,
there's
no. Oh.
A stranger? Yeah, if it was my sister, I'd be fucking furious.
The fourth, what was it? Rendition.
Well,
of-
the thing is that I retell stories all the time, and I change up a lot of the fucking details because your memory is malleable. It changes as you tell it. Sometimes you're only just remembering the last time that you told the story. You're not even really remembering the actual event anymore. So yeah, if somebody said, "Hey, you told this story in your book this way, and then you went on a podcast and told it this way," I'd be like, "Yeah, probably." And sometimes you leave out or omit things because it just makes the story a little quicker or easier to tell. The real life is complicated.
Well, and it's funny, the things I do well, he didn't once mention anything about my stand-up or me being a comedian. He's attacking my character and my history and my life. You know, here's the deal. I'm a stand-up comic. That's what you should be focusing on. Hey, is he a good comic? Is he a hack? Is he a thief?
Well, he believes that you're a good comic.
He didn't say that.
No, he didn't say it. That's why I know.
Yeah, because
if he had an issue with it, he would have said it.
Well, I don't know why he would have any issue with anything. If I am living in his head rent free like this. And
don't
he's
ever
probably
say that again. Don't ever say that again. It drives me crazy.
If I'm living rent free in his head, he's probably in recovery and has like 2 years in recovery.
If you're living rent free, then why are you paying a mortgage? I mean,
he probably has 2 years in recovery and thinks he knows everything. And like he's on this fucking pink cloud and a lot of people in recovery drink a lot of coffee. You know what's in coffee? Caffeine. Caffeine is almost like nicotine. I mean, they're both stimulants. They both are addictive, you know. So
I
guess
a boyfriend that used to be like, "You drink too much coffee," to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can drink too much coffee. I know people that drink fucking 10 cups a day of coffee, which is crazy. So you know what? A lot of people
smoked a lot of pot.
A lot of people,
and then he, I'd get mad at his pot smoking, so he'd be like, "You have 3 cups of coffee a day."
3, that's it. A lot of people in recovery are overweight. Do you attack them? Do you say, hey?
I do, but that's just me.
Hey, you quit drinking and doing drugs. But you're eating fatso. Yeah, you don't, it's so weird. People pick and choose what addictions they'll go after. You know, you could be on stage and joke to somebody about being overweight and the audience is fucking, they lose it, they hate you, leave that person alone. Or you could attack a person in the audience or go after somebody who's drunk and they're on your side. You know, so what addiction is okay? All right, listener cunt face, what addiction is okay? So.
Was it our washing machine when it finishes, it makes a little jingle and Allie's yeah. Mind over it.
It's okay. So annoying. The guy has like, he's new in the program. He's doing research. How would he hear 4 renditions of my high school story?
He's your biggest fan, weirdly enough.
Oh, please. He's just another
God. All right,
fucking
move on.
All right.
Jesus. Who's living rent-free and whose head here?
Now I got it out. And let's hear your rebuttal, stupid. Go ahead.
Right, rebuttal of what?
Not you. His.
Oh.
When he listens to this.
Oh, remember that other guy, the psychologist that would like write emails?
Yeah.
And then you'd lose your mind?
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. You know what?
What?
I was doing Sweet and Lows for a while there. I got off of those. There's another addiction, buddy. Those Sweet and Lows are no good for you.
When's the last time you had a Diet Coke?
Months ago. You know, maybe I'll have one a month. Mm. Not bad. Doesn't do it for me. Doesn't fucking do it like the Nicorette gum. The Nicorette gum really does it. So here, let me tell you the truth about my high school. What happened was,
nobody cares. Move on. See, do you
in
see
seventh
what
grade?
Now
in
you're
seventh
like
grade.
As you're as crazy as this
no,
person.
I,
yes, because you're spending so much time on it. Nobody cares about it. Nobody.
Tell the people where they can read. Oh, you already read it out loud.
Yeah.
In seventh grade, I quit school in seventh grade.
Oh, and that's rendition.
Yeah. What really happened was,
this person is pretty smart, though, because there's no spelling errors.
Good. Let him be smart. Let him be a doctor. Let him be whatever. But you know, hopefully they've done it for 36 years like I have in my profession.
Good job.
36 years.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Yeah.
I thought this would be more fun. I always think that. I always think this could be more fun. But then you just...
Who started it? Who brought up? Who read that? If I got that long thing about you, do you think I would read it out loud?
Oh, I'm so okay. I won't then. I have no idea you think is appropriate or not for this podcast.
But
hour to a pest control guy is completely great.
It wasn't an hour.
Easy breezy, nice, wonderful. Our highest rated podcast. Not. Do you remember people used to do that? Not. Yeah. No. I mean, what? It's interesting. You know
what really drives me nuts when somebody tweets you or texts you and they put LOL after it, and there's nothing remotely funny about it. Nothing.
Well, I used to be really against it, but I do it now because it's like just easier with, I mean, I have neighbors that I text that they put LOL on almost every single text because they don't, they're basically saying like, I hope you understand that I'm friends with you. I'm not whatever.
Sometimes
they'll be like, oh, I can't make it, LOL. You're like, what?
I'm going out to dinner tonight, LOL. Hey, don't use LOL unless it's, you know, it's funny.
No, just it's now become just like a heart or whatever. It's like, hey, we're friends. Because people can take things wrong over texts.
Yeah, but I mean, something that's clearly not funny, you don't need to put that.
It's not about being funny anymore. It's not used for that.
I never went to school. Never. Ever in my life went to school. Not one day. When I was in first grade or kindergarten, I used to pretend I was walking to school and I ran a gambling ring for...
This is not interesting to anyone. I don't know why you think that's like when you start telling lies and I could see that like twinkle in your eye, like, ooh, this is great stuff right here. It's not. No one gives a shit. No one cares about lies.
No one cares about lies.
No,
comedy's a lie.
I know, but then make it funny. You're not even making it funny.
You cut me off before I got to the humor.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll give you an hour with the pest control guy to get funny.
I did a nice interview, so I guarantee.
Yeah, it should have been 6 minutes.
I guarantee there was a lot of people that liked it as much as
I did the suggestion.
There was probably as many people that liked it
Oh, really? What did people say about it?
Great, have them on again.
Really? People were saying that? More than one? Just one person.
Yeah, him.
Oh. My stomach.
And a plumber came today. And
we should have had him on. Why didn't you have him on?
Nah.
An hour with the plumber.
I got to get some work on the drainage system from my sump pump.
People must S-U-M-P. Fucking hate seeing you coming now. I was at the cellar the other night. And we came in together, but I sat down with other people and you stood at the table and told them every detail of the house issues that you're having. And they were all staring at you like, every one of them lives with 8 other people in an apartment in New York.
Well, guess what? I can sit there and talk about, you know, their dumb careers. I didn't know those people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying like, It's small talk. You did it for quite a while.
No, I didn't. You exaggerated.
I think I cut you off. I was like I was looking at you and like looking at them. And then I was like, well, I can't just be mean to Rich in front of people that, you know, we don't know.
Why? You'll do it to 50,000 listeners.
They know us. That's what do you think? Let's change it up now. Let's rename it. And, I'll just only agree with you. Is that what you want?
You never agree.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, I don't. I'm agreeing with you.
Whatever. Tell that guy never to contact you again.
Never contact me again, Ohio State B.
Yeah. Email me, douchebag.
Yeah. Why doesn't she or he? Why do you think it's a dude?
Nah, it might be a lady because she was really, whoever it is, it's just, what are you doing?
I'm going to just see, click on them. I never clicked on them. Oh my God.
What?
this person has made an Instagram account specifically to leave messages on my thing. Only 4 followers, 2 posts.
With my picture?
And the 2 posts are you on stage.
He's obsessed.
Says, my respect has tripled for you. Oof. May I suggest the next title of your New York Times bestseller, A Survivor's Tale, Homicide and Suicidal Tendencies. Nobody would question the authenticities. See examples 1A and 1B.
He's obsessed. The guy's obsessed with me.
Yeah, it's weird. What's this one say? Bonnie McFarlane. Close on, mouth open, and conversely, close off, mouth closed. Given the affinity for tank tops and sleeveless apparel, is there a compromise nearing? Respect for you is now off the charts.
Well,
it is weird.
He's crazy. Sorry, crazy man. Don't kill me. I have 3 kids.
Yeah. He's doing the best he can. First of all, if I may, Rich has serious mental disorders. You have OCD, off the charts, right?
No.
Okay. Can I go over something actually that you're going to get angry about? But
what, Dad? What, 2 side tables?
No, no. That's fine. I mean, if I bought stuff, though, you get mad, but you buy it whatever you
want. No,
bought.
Your stuff is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Because it's new.
I want. Hey, can I get this plan holder? Yeah, how much? $250. I mean, it was cool. I could see $80 or $100, but $250 or $260 for a plan holder? Whatever. I liked it. I don't.
Okay, well, I didn't get it because I'm not that kind of person. But
you are.
I mean, I wanted it.
Then get it.
No. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Okay. So a couple weeks ago, I don't know if we ever talked about this on the podcast. You had a mini meltdown because you said that we don't have dinners together anymore. And you were yelling at me pretty harshly. I believe I went into my room and ignored, you know.
Your room. The big room.
Yeah. Okay. Relax. You want to switch?
No.
But you were like really on a tear, very angry that I no longer made dinners for you. And I said, I make dinners. I just don't cook meat and you can cook meat on your own. Oh, it all began because I made dinner for you. But instead of putting your burger on a bun and putting all the fixings on it, I put them out for you on the counter and told, you know, said, hey, you have to fix your burger yourself. And you yelled at me.
No, I was working on something around the house.
I said that it's going to get cold. You have to fix your burger. And you were like, you got so angry, started yelling at me that why didn't I make you your burger? And why weren't we sitting at the big table in the dining room? And how come I hadn't, like, you know, and then it went on to not just that night, but many nights. I used to make dinner every night and now I don't anymore. And you know, I do make dinner every night. I just make vegetables and rice.
You
or
make
whatever.
Dinner for you. That's like me.
No,
saying,
I don't. I make. Listen.
Sometimes you make stuff for me. Sometimes you
can
you do.
Listen, you can have whatever you want, but I'm not your servant.
No, you're not. But if you're making dinner for.
Well, I would have to specifically make you something different.
Well.
Or you can have all the sides. You can eat everything that we eat. Plus, make yourself a...
All right. So when I do things, I'm going to go, well, look.
I don't always not make you something, but
whatever,
I'm
not going to get in this argument again.
No. Yes, we're going to get in this argument.
No.
So listen. So, and just in my own defense also, you know, more lately, I've been working a lot. So it's been a little bit hard for me. And you... Lots of times I make dinner and you're like, oh, I just had a half a sandwich or
it happened twice.
It happens quite a bit. Or you go, I'm going to the gym now. And so I go, okay, well, you can.
Well, you have a schedule. I have a schedule. We don't have any.
Okay, but then don't yell at the person that they're not making this huge family dinner. If you're like, well, I'm not going to be
family dinner. I don't say huge family dinner.
So last night.
If you said in the morning, hey, we're having dinner at 6:30, I would schedule around it. if you said that. But out of nowhere, you go, oh, dinner. I'm sorry. I'm building something or putting something together.
Well, you could always be like, hey, what
whatever.
Time?
If you, the second you were walking out to the gym, I go, hey, we're doing a podcast right now. You go, fuck off and keep going. Or if I said, hey,
let's characterize me correctly. Like, would I say fuck off and keep going?
You said,
or would I say, can we do it when I get back? Or let's do it now. I have this or that on my schedule.
You would get a lot of times you go, I'm going to the gym. We'll do it when we get back. You would say, you wouldn't say, can we? You'd say, I'm walking out
the
gym.
That's absolutely untrue.
Are you kidding me? If you were doing something that you thought was important, you would go, leave me alone, or I'm doing something, or don't bother me. You've done
that,
it. That's
absolutely not true.
Oh my God. Are you not?
I honestly don't agree with that. Okay. I'll try to look at it.
Yeah. Try.
But I do not see myself as that.
No, you're not a bad person, but sometimes you get into, you know, a schedule and you don't want to fall off that schedule.
You don't take into account other people's schedules. You take into account only your own schedule.
I try my best to make everything work as smoothly as possible.
Right. So then last night I make the dinner, the family dinner.
It was delicious.
And you were like, I got to go to Lowe's before it closes.
Yeah.
And we were having dinner pretty late.
Yeah. It's like 20 after 8.
I know. It's like normal dinner time.
20 after 8. Our kid goes to bed at 8:30. Go ahead.
No. And so you barely, like, but the thing is, you didn't have to go to Lowe's.
I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't use those products that you bought. Did you use them?
Yes.
Last night.
I put it into the workout thing, the new bolt. Still doesn't go all the way in. The where it goes into is
the sit-up defected machine, the pull-up, whatever.
It's a dip bar pull-up machine. Not a machine, it's just a dip
bar.
Okay,
but I'm saying, like,
so I did that and I got you your soil so that plant that's dying can be fixed when the pot comes. And I wanted to paint that plant holder before I left to Philadelphia, so I didn't want to leave the house, go to Lowe's today, then come back and do it. I want to knock it out to one less thing.
But do you see what I'm saying?
No. If it was dinner at 7 o'clock, I wouldn't have ran out. I would have said,
when I was started making dinner at 7, you said, I'm not eating. I'm taking a nap and then I'm going to the gym. So I put it off.
I never took a nap and I didn't go to the gym.
I know, but that's what you told me when I said I'm making dinner.
Well, no, so I got up.
At 7, I started making dinner.
And you saw me not take a nap. You saw me come downstairs and work out with you guys. So right there, you know I'm not taking a nap.
Well, but I don't even put the stuff in the oven, so it was already cooking.
Yeah, at 7. Then how come we didn't eat till 8:20, 8:15? Didn't take an hour and 15 minutes to cook.
No. When you told me that you were taking, when I saw that you weren't taking a nap, I put it in the oven.
All right. So we had a nice dinner. It was delicious. We had Beyond Burgers. There was like 7 French fries, 8 onion rings. And you made a good dinner out of what was you, with the tools you had to work with, you made it work.
You're such a dick.
No.
I made a salad they didn't eat. I made.
Well, listen.
Roasted potatoes, which you didn't have.
I didn't have any of those.
I don't know.
I had a couple.
You didn't mention them.
Yeah, I did. I said it was a great dinner. Do you want me to break it down into
ingredients? No, you said, this is what you did. This is what you did, what? Mr. Ohio State B. You said, oh, it was a great dinner. There was 7 French fries, 4 onion
rings. I'm only kidding right now. You made.
I know you're kidding, but you're sending a message that when I bring up that I also made roast potatoes. Oh, I guess I got to break down the whole dinner. Don't. You know what you're doing.
No, what am I doing?
You're being a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
It's fine. I don't mind. That's am I being who I married. I'm well aware that this is your personality.
How am I being a dick? I'm just saying it was delicious. I ate 2 of those
impossible burgers. Dinner. I had 6 French fries. Wonderful. Filled me right up.
I said the taste was extraordinary. And it was a good dinner. I finished it. We talked. We hung out. Then I went to Lowe's and came right back. Oh, well, no, I went to the bank. And I call Bonnie. You know, she thinks she's a detective, but you're detecting nothing. I go to Lowe's.
I'm not detective at anything.
Well, hold on. Then I go to Lowe's, and then I stop at 7-Eleven to get seltzer water. And I was talking to this booker on the phone, the guy from, I don't know. I guess he's from the Midwest. You work for him, Aaron. Nice guy. I was talking to him on the phone for a while, sitting in the parking lot of 7-Eleven. So it took an extra 10 minutes. Then I go, oh, I'm going to the bank, deposit some checks. So I'm going to the bank, which is right across from the supermarket. And I call Bonnie. I go, I'm going to the bank. Do you want anything from the supermarket? I'll go over there. I wasn't going, but if you want something, I'll get it for you. She said, no, goodbye, and hung up. Like, what? Like, just abruptly. No, hung up. So, and then I get home. She goes, going to the bank and the supermarket, like questioned me trying to be nice.
What? Well, that's something you should look at. If you're being nice, I go, what's up? That's how rare it is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, that's your comeback. You can never go, you know, that was kind of weird to me. That was kind of weird that he called to be, you know, ask me if I need anything. But right there, you figure out a way. It was weird. Why is it weird? I'm going, do you want anything
because
from the supermarket?
You're like, I don't know. Because I think that you felt guilty about leaving the dinner to go to Lowe's.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so then you were like, and then you took a long time. And you
it wasn't
that.
Long. It
it's
was
fine. I didn't mind. I called you out of the house. I don't mind it.
I called you at 8.
Stay out all night.
I left
care.
At 20 to 8.
Whenever you say I got to go and I'm staying out or no. I'm going to the cellar, I never say come home. I go, great, do it.
I left at 25 to 8, 25 to 9 because Lowe's close to 9.
It doesn't matter.
I can give you the whole timeline.
I don't care. The truth is then... I don't know why, but you felt you had to like make it up to me. So that's why you called and said, I'm going, do I need, I said, no, it's fine.
No,
I didn't say no and hang up. I was a little like, no, it's good. Cause it is a rare.
I call you all the time. Say, do you want anything from anywhere?
Not if you're not going there.
Oh my.
If you're in the grocery store, sometimes
no.
you do. Okay. So then that's all. Wasn't it a big deal? Then when you walked in the door, you go, that was a good dinner, loud enough for me to hear.
I was small talking to Raina.
You were like, Raina, wasn't that a good dinner? So you were trying to get on my good side. I'm like, why? That's weird.
Why would I try to get on your good side? I was
small talking
to Raina.
Then later, you came into the bedroom and you were like, hey, that was a good dinner.
Well, because you like, you.
So then that's when I said, well, this is a little weird.
No.
You're acting a little weird. And then you went over everything you did as you did now.
Yeah.
Where you were, at what times, like you had it figured out, like an alibi. Like I'm a cop. I'm not. I just said it's weird that you're doing that. So, Mr. whatever you're doing.
The truth is I went behind Lowe's and ate Nicorette gum.
Is it a Lowe's now?
And had Nicorette gum.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We shot, we were.
You get the Lowe's.
We were playing craps against the wall.
We used to go to the Walmart cock second circle. What was it? I don't remember what it was. You used to go to Walmart and get your cock sucked behind Walmart. Now you go behind Lowe's, right?
Uh-huh. I feel, you know, you feel a little lower. How about we watch.
I go to Raina. Can you believe Daddy had to leave to go to Lowe's? And she goes, I mean, that's pretty low.
We watched Judy the other night about Judy Garland. Which
Raina thought it was about Judy, Judge Judy.
And first of all, what's her name that played the part? Renee, was that?
Zellweger.
Is that who was, that was the lead? She was amazing.
Yeah, she's a really
she's
good
really
actress.
She's a really good actress. And she hasn't been over it because when she won a Golden Globe, she basically said, you know, finally after 10 years, I'm back or whatever, something like that. Or, but she was great. And so was the lady or the actress that played Harriet Tubman. Like, you know, you have two great performances. I think they should split the Oscar. I think they should get one. That's my opinion.
And then it'll go to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, in...
Marriage Story.
Oh, I thought she was in it for Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, I think she's up for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress.
How's Marriage Story? Did you see it?
Yeah.
Any good?
I mean, it's good. It's like, but it's.
Oh, it's with that guy.
Noah Baumbach is the director.
No, who's the lead? The guy that was in Black Klansman.
We met him last year at the Patrice benefit.
Yeah, he was there.
I can't remember his name.
Anyhow, so we're watching it in the scene where she goes back to two fans' house. Does that sound right?
No, she signed two autographs after her show, and then she went back to their house.
And they had, well, they went out to eat and they couldn't find a place. And it was so fucking funny. It was so funny how the guy, it was just funny. He started crying.
She had to hug him. I'm saying that's what, when we were watching it, I go, that's what the pest guy was doing at our house.
What a sad life Judy Garland had. Holy fuck. You know, I mean, they're fucking pumping her with drugs as a kid. Not allowed to eat. Can't gain weight. What a fucking...
How come they only showed Liza Minnelli one time in that whole thing? Like, she didn't... Her and her mom didn't...
They showed it. They showed her so they could... focus on her young kids that she was away from.
Right.
So you were sitting there going... Because you're looking at these kids, the young kids, which nobody even really knows that Judy Garland had two other kids. Mm-hmm. You're thinking Liza Minnelli was her only kid. So I think they showed Liza Minnelli. So you go, oh, that young daughter's not going to grow up to be Liza Minnelli.
Right? I guess.
Because that's why in the beginning I'm going, is that Liza Minnelli? Because it doesn't look like her as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, it was a good movie. Depressing
Sandy.
Life.
You gotta listen to this. This is amazing. This is titillating stuff. People always ask me to bring Sandy back, and I don't remember how I did it. I don't remember what it was. I'm gonna have to do a new one.
Well, and we have a new podcast.
He likes Renee Zellweger. Get your headphones on. This is great stuff.
We have a new podcast room down in the basement here. I hung these curtains. We made a guest room and a podcast room and storage room all in one.
It's real showbiz down here.
Anyhow, let's wrap this up. Did I tell you my history with schooling? Did I tell you?
Look, no one believes that you went to school at all. I mean, we've seen your posts. No punctuation. Nobody. Morgan Murphy told me one time, she goes, it's like a puzzle like that you have to figure out. Like, there's no indication of what he's actually talking about. A lot of it is just nonsense.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And yeah. So I don't think people believe that you had a great education.
All right. Well, this weekend I will be at Helium Comedy Club in Philly. Helium Comedy Club in Philly. You can still get my CD, the new one, When I Saw Hamilton on iTunes. Creeps with Kids Tour. We have dates coming up, February, March, April. Go to creepswithkidstour.com. See all the dates we have coming up. Ridgefield Playhouse, Tampa, Atlanta, whatever. I don't know them all offhand. So you got to go to creepswithkids.com or go to richvoss.com. And I have my tour dates up there. Bonnie, what do you have coming up?
I have tons of shows, but I can't remember some of them, the dates. I just realized, I think I double booked myself and I'm in big trouble. But on the Friday, the 31st and the 1st, February 1st, I'm headlining West Side Comedy Club. So that's going to be a really good show.
Did you confirm that? Confirm it, because the booker doesn't work there anymore.
Are you like, what do you think that
the booker doesn't work there as of like a week ago, a couple of days
ago. Okay. I've been in contact with someone else there for, there's posters, there's videos, there's, yeah.
Gina doesn't work there anymore.
Okay. Well, I've only talked to Gina one time.
Oh, okay. So you're talking to the other person. That's all I'm doing is asking.
I know, but it's just like unbelievable.
That I'm asking?
Yeah.
That I'm looking out for you? That's unbelievable?
Yes.
Why would that be unbelievable?
No, because you, Raina and I talk about this all the time. You assume everyone's stupid and that you're the only one who knows anything. Like you constantly, like, okay, we're watching Judy. This is a great example. And you can see the yellow brick road and the set and someone's giving her pills and telling her to get on set or whatever. And Rich goes, that's on the set of The Wizard of Oz. Oh, is it? Oh, my God. Thank you. I didn't know what that was. That's the yellow brick road. I mean, you just say stuff that it's like bare. It's like
you're from Canada. How do I know you know that?
The stupidest person in the world. Like, but that's the thing. It's not that you're giving information. It's that you're assuming that you're an expert on something where you just have a base level understanding.
You're like this guy that wrote in. You're saying you're going, I'm very knowledgeable about many subjects. Ask me anything.
No, see, that's you. There's something wrong with you. People don't do that. They don't. Unless they're fucking douchebags. They don't walk around going, I know everything.
I didn't say I know everything. I know a lot of stuff. I know a lot.
You don't have a lot of humility. Does that make sense? Do you understand that? And so then it's hard. You want compliments and stuff, but it's hard to give somebody like you a compliment. Because even if I do
I get them all day.
Then I won't give you any compliments. Yeah, if I do give you a compliment, a lot of times you'll upgrade it or it's not good enough. Or
go ahead. Let me see.
You're a great comedian.
I'm the best.
There you go. That's not a joke. He's joking right now, which is surprising because he doesn't do it a lot when he's not on stage. But
I do it all the time around the house.
Not on this podcast. But it's like annoying.
What?
Like, even if I say one positive thing about myself, you go like this.
I never. Are you crazy?
Yes, you do.
I compliment you nonstop all day long.
No.
Yes.
No. If I say something
nice
about
myself. Did I say good dinner last night?
Yes. But if I say good dinner, if I say I made a good dinner, you then mock that. So you don't like it when other people have positive feelings about themselves. Okay. Yes, you do. What do you hate when I go, that's good?
I don't hate it.
You go, stop it. Don't do that. That's wrong.
I know. You are.
Do you?
You
what
don't
do you
get
say?
It.
What do you say?
I laugh because when Bonnie wants a compliment, she goes,
I don't want a compliment. I'm just actually like, oh, wow, it worked out. It's good. I'm happy.
Not with rice, though. You've always had a problem with rice.
I get it right one every fourth time.
It's rice.
No, is it? Oh my God. God. I've been cooking it like it's frozen peas. Damn it. It's rice. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of thing that you'll do.
No, I'm going, how do you fuck up rice?
You'll come by when I'm cooking and tell me how to do it. When you cook stuff, it's the most disgusting shit.
I just made the best salmon ever. What are you? Is that you throwing up? So people,
the whole house smells. He had to make his salmon this morning at 7 a.m. because he's leaving, and God forbid
what?
That I don't know. Why did you buy 87 pounds of fish?
I didn't. I bought
you were leaving today.
I bought a big tuna, and I bought a piece of salmon.
You sat there at 11:30 at night the other night.
Yes. That was my dinner.
Yes. Eating your tuna while we were watching Judy.
Yeah.
And then ate it without stopping. Just.
No.
Yeah. And then finished it, licked the plate. Then go, no, that was not good.
Yeah. I didn't like it. It wasn't as good as I thought it would be. They must do it different in the restaurant.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
I'm going to throw it out.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't like it.
I didn't hate it. I'm just saying it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. I didn't. You never once heard me go, I hate this. You never once heard me go, this is disgusting.
I go, at some point while you were eating it, I go, is it not good? Because I could tell by your face. You're like, you wouldn't stop.
Yeah, it's not what I expected, but it wasn't gross. So would you throw out something that what you wanted, that something that you tasted different than you expected, but it wasn't?
I might not eat 4 pounds of it. Yeah. At 11:30 at night if it wasn't great.
Any other dates you want to plug?
No.
Want to talk about when you came in my...
Ken and I have another show at Gotham coming up, and it's a great one, but I can't remember the date.
You never booked me on those shows.
I never know when you're around.
Oh, a lot of times you could just come in the room and ask.
Do you want to do it?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm around.
Oh, it's the 29th. Wednesday.
Oh, next
29th.
Monday is
Wednesday
the Patrice.
Wednesday the 29th. Come to Gotham at 8 o'clock.
Monday's the Patrice benefit. Yeah. This Monday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, listen, we got to run. Thank you for listening. And thank you for stalking me. Talk to you later. Peace out.
It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.